We are working our way through the Heidelberg Catechism this year, and we are on Lord's Day number 37, which is an exposition of the Ten Commandments, which we just read. And so if you will read with me responsively, questions numbers 101 and 102, focusing on the continuing to focus on the third commandment. Question 101. But may we swear reverently by the name of God? Yes, when the magistrate requires it, or when it may be needful otherwise, to maintain and promote fidelity and truth to the glory of God and our neighbor's good. For such an oath is grounded in God's word, and therefore was rightly used by the saints in the Old and New Testament. May we swear by the saints or by any other creatures? No, for a lawful oath is a calling upon God, that he, as the only searcher of hearts, may bear witness to the truth and punish us if I swear falsely, which honor is due to no creature. All right, so the question arises, and sometimes in overreaction to statements in the Scripture, there were those who taught that you should not swear at all. You should not make any oaths and vows. And there's actually religious sects out there that say and teach that we should not make any vows or any oaths. I think it's a misunderstanding of what the third commandment is. What's the third commandment? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God at all in vain. So does that say thou shalt take the name of the Lord thy God in a proper manner? Yeah, that's what this catechism is saying. It's saying that it is right and proper to call upon the Lord and to make vows in the name of the Lord. But it is improper or sin to take it in vain. Now, what does it mean to take the Lord's name in vain? We looked at that last week. It is not only misusing his name in like swearing, but it's also misusing yourselves, your lives. If you have the name of God upon you and then you live like the devil, you're taking the name in vain. And so taking the name in vain is not simply what we say with our mouths, but it also is every aspect of our lives. But on the other side, so then should we not swear at all? And the answer is yes, when the civil magistrate requires it. Jacob, I'm going to pick on you this morning. Have you already been sworn in or not yet? So you have taken a vow. Okay. I took a vow also for the United States Air Force. I served one day. And then they boarded me out because of health reasons. But they had to give me a discharge, an honorable, or they didn't have to give me an honorable, they gave me an honorable discharge. Why? Because I took a vow. And so because of that vow, I was bound to the service, and then they had to discharge me. And so you have a vow that you have taken, you have an oath that you've taken to protect and defend the Constitution. I think that's what it said. Okay. Do you know the Constitution? Okay, go read it. Good for you to know what it is you're defending. But so the binding of your service is by that oath. And it is a lawful thing that you did. It is a God-honoring thing. And there are other oaths and vows that we take. How many of you are married? You took vows before the Lord, right? Okay, and if you break that vow, you also break another commandment, at least, among others, right? Committing adultery is violating the vows that you took concerning your oaths. So oaths are things that we take. Another oath we took is for those of you that are members. There was an oath taken. Next Sunday, we're going to have an installation service where Pastor Wojtek is going to be installed, and he'll be taking an oath. And so pray for that crazy guy as he enters into this ministry. But we have this statement, yes, when the magistrate requires it or it's needful otherwise to maintain and promote fidelity and truth. Now notice what it says, though, in question 102, the lawful oath is a calling upon God. God, judge me if I don't keep my word. Nobody else can do that. That's God's job. He knows the heart, and he knows and holds us accountable. And so when we read the Ten Commandments, I don't know about you, but I'm convicted every time that I violate the third commandment and the second commandment and the first commandment. We can go on and on and on. They are interrelated. But God has called us to walk faithfully to those commitments we made. Amen? Amen.